All right, this is it. Thanks for everyone who tagged along. Has been great. Up next, Soul Sandwich, CITR. You know what's up. Take care.
For 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved with Discorder.
Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Thank you. for the best in funk, soul, surf, and more music. Tune in to Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter at Jack Velvet Radio, Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show. Also available streaming and podcast at jackvelvet.net.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
What's up?
Good evening, Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm Rachel, soul plane pilot and senior music coordinator extraordinaire. And you're listening to Soul Sandwich.
Yeah, that was a beautiful intro, Rachel.
Thank you.
I can't have done it better. Hi, guys. This is Ola. Co-host of today's Soul Sandwich show, and yeah, we're gonna give you some awesome, you know, new tracks. Rachel's got us on this one. She's got all kinds of Canadian music, all kinds of you know, diversity with the female music as well. And you know, we're gonna talk a bit about, like, you know, they're doing like a dance off right here in the Student Nest, so we might talk about that, you know, and like tell you about all the great dancing that's going on. There's this guy that was like just bouncing on one hand, and
it
like
was pretty insane.
Spinning, you know, like if you've ever seen like Step Up, the movie, then like you probably think it's a great job.
Yes.
Hey, how's it going?
Meeting upstairs. What are you guys doing here?
Well, we have a show.
We have a show to do. We have a mission, John.
We have a mission, man. It's dedication, man. You know, we would rather be at the AGM, but we're dedicated to doing. He just walked out on us again.
Yeah. So CITR Radio was having their annual general meeting, and we kind of slipped out of there to talk to y'all. So we're here now.
You guys should feel special, you know?
I know. Because, like, you're special.
I mean, you're very special.
You're special to us.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Sweet.
Great. So, Rachel, tell us about the great music you have lined up for us, you know?
Oh, my goodness. We have some pretty sick stuff lined up for tonight.
Okay.
So I have two Canadian rappers coming, and the first one is going to be Arlo Maverick, and so he just came out with his new album Maybe Tomorrow, and what's
maybe
really
tomorrow.
Maybe Tomorrow is deep. And you know what's really cool about this album is that it's actually a reflection of all his sessions with his therapist. And he was sort of kind of like skeptical about the sessions to begin with.
What was he seeing his therapist for?
It doesn't say on his Bandcamp thing, but he does say, following the heels of a breakup from his fiance.
Yeah.
Oh, to save his sanity, he reluctantly takes the advice of his family and friends and begins to see a therapist.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So his grandma also died.
Jesus Christ, bro.
That's like some. Holy that's like
shit.
Some Kanye West.
Yeah,
type struggle.
I mean, you know, it's like, I guess it's through you know, pressure and through the fire that diamonds are born, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Cole under pressure makes diamonds. That's like J. Cole's favorite line to put in, in his mixtapes. That's like he throws it in there sometimes.
Well, that's those wise words from a wise man, you know.
Yeah, like, wise words from a wise man. That's right.
So we're going to play Arlo Maverick first with what song?
More.
And then what are we going to play next, other Canadian artist?
We got another Canadian artist, Winter Sleep, their band, and I'm going to play the song America. Just some, not hip-hop, but like it's got an indie feel to it.
Tell us about Winter Sleep, bro.
Winter Sleep. Okay, well, I actually just found them. So I'm not like a regular fan.
Yeah, but you'll give us some more.
I'll give you a little blurb. Yeah. So they're from the Maritimes, Nova Scotia.
Halifax-ish?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. And
I think they won a Juno Award once in 2008.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need to probably cross check that, but they're a pretty good band. They make great music. I think they released an album called what was the name of the album?
This one, the recent one?
The one that you're about to play.
The Great Detachment. That's their new album.
Great Detachment. That's so great. Okay, cool.
It's going to be great. Yeah. Great Detachment's going to be great.
Apparently, it was a peak chart position. It was 9th on Canadian charts. So, that's the best their album has ever done. So, that's pretty good. Yeah. So, yeah, we should totally check them out. We're about to head right into the music. Arlo Maverick with More and
Winter Sleep with
America from their The Great Detachment album.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay. Enjoy. Here we go.
You've got some, I've got none. You've got some, I've got none. You've got some,
raving this mind in the time of my childhood, hoping to fit in and maybe buy some fly goods. Wants and needs might blur a bit till mama buys a coat, cause sure it fits. School shopping was a nightmare as I passed by the brands that I might wear. To me, everything was priceless, but to mom, items should be priceless. I'll go fly like some Blue Jays every time I ask for some new J's. Mama gotta ask her we'll pay rent. Man, half the time she ain't make sense. I mean, why I gotta look old fashioned? Clothes out of style like I don't know fashion. Sights is a good lie, mama, that's a good try. How I'm supposed to get chicks when I never look fly?
You got some money for the night, you got some money. You got some money for the Kool-Aid. You got some money for the movies. You got some money for the candy.
Waking up every morning thinking, how will I survive?
There's more to this life than this,
and we here broke, but mama put in that overtime.
There's more to this life than this.
Yeah, pops send money, but it's not all of the time.
There's more to this life than this.
I should satisfy, but the devil's messing with my mind.
There's more to this life than this.
Good and bad memories relate to my born day. Roots, reggae melodies, recipes and story themselves to aroma that were trapped in my clothes. Shoestring budget, my mama always cope. Days leading up, drop hints like Trebek. My birthday's next week, this is what I should get. Pick up something fly, mama tell me put the shirt back. Can't afford that, but she went and bought a church app. Pick up something cheaper, the budget won't budge. Not even slightly, forget about Nikes. No way to Safeway, mom made rum cake. And if I must say, better than a Sunday. 5 school friends, limit on my guest list. Mama's list endless, family in the trenches. Second cousins going for seconds like they buy shit. Came in empty handed, got the nerve to be obnoxious.
You got some money.
Thinking, how will I survive?
There's more to this life than this,
and we here broke, but mama put in that overtime.
There's more to this life than this.
Yeah, pops send money, but it's not all of the time.
There's more to this life than this.
I should satisfy, but the devil's messing with my mind.
There's more to this life than this.
In December, instead of singing Christmas carols, we was at my grandma's packing Christmas barrels. I'm talking dish soap, deodorant, and socks. Flat irons, no wonder we have nuts. Can't understand an elementary. His father's still endurance how to get to eat. But mama gave a look and I sat right down. I had more questions, they just won't sit aloud. How come my friends write lists of toys they wish for? They out tobogganing, but me, I'm indoors. Trying to fill more when up the ship. So we gotta pack it right so the contents fit. But what's the consequence? As we send food south to our family in Jamaica, our mouths go without. But grandma passed the sorrow and tell me not to quarrel. Just hush, cause God will provide for us. Thinking, how will I survive?
There's more to this life than this.
And we here broke, but mama put in that overtime.
There's more to this life than this.
Yeah, pops send money, but it's not all of the time.
There's more to this life than this.
satisfy, but the devil's messing with my mind.
There's more to this life than this.
Yeah, can I get the odds watch?
Hey, Soup.
Yo, what's up, dude?
Yo, shawty over there been watching you from time, guy.
Come on, dude.
Wow, are you serious?
What do you mean, am I serious?
You're still not over my head.
Dude, I ain't got time for that.
Whatever, man.
Renee, you know that guy from the stage?
Yeah.
He's coming over here right now.
Well, how do I look?
Girl, you look good. Don't stress.
How about outside that crib?
Think of the time we had, the moments truer now. It won't last. I don't wanna wave goodbye, shout out a thousand times. I love you till the moment dies. What am I gonna do? I can't survive. That you love to dance, but you don't know how. It doesn't mean that we can't try. Fix me in your twilight eyes, so we can make a moment last. What am I gonna do? I can't survive on my America. If the worst is true, is it just a waste of
Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Oh, man.
What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow, that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude!
Only on CITR.
What's up? We're back on Soul Sandwich. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And if you didn't recognize that voice on that sports promo, it was Ola himself.
Thank you very much. I pride myself on my ability to make people fall asleep, you know, with that voice. So
that's
great.
That's something you dance to. That's a voice you dance to.
So Rachel, you had a Arlo Maverick for us and Wintersleep. So could you tell us more about Arlo and his amazing music? I understand he's an Edmonton rapper. I think he was from a group called Politic Live. He produced three albums with that group. But then he had his own album and then created a bunch of stuff off of that. So
he's like the Beyonce of Destiny's Child.
I guess so. I don't know, man.
I just call people who are like break off as solo artists from groups all the Beyonce of Destiny's Child. Like Zayn is the Beyonce of like One Direction.
And like Justin Timberlake is like the Beyonce of like NSYNC.
We can apply this across all boards. This is universal. Beyonce is a universal term.
I'm trying to think of something different.
Another one. Actually, fun fact, the playlist name is also called Another One for today.
So
also, on another note, they're having, I think, DJ Khaled night at the Pit. So nice. That's a little glimpse into UBC student life for you.
Yeah. That's interesting. I like that.
But Arlo Maverick, Canadian rapper from Alberta. I think he's as close to the West Coast as we've gotten in terms of rappers so far for the time that I've been here. Most of the ones that we've had so far are, you know, all the way out east where Toronto is, so.
Yeah. I mean, we do, true, you're right, actually. I was actually thinking of DJ Rohit, but
DJ Rohit.
Yeah, but
can never forget him.
Yeah, you can never forget him. Never.
Yeah. All right.
Cool. And then we had Wintersleep, right?
Wintersleep, yep. All the way from the Maritimes, so we're going all the way out east for that one.
Yeah, we had bass guitars. It was a pretty dope song. It was like pretty like indie rockish, and some pretty nice sounds in there. Some bass guitars from it's pretty good. I like it. Okay, so what else do you have for us?
So I'm gonna bring in that FemCon real quick.
First
we got Little Sims. So she is
Little Sims or like
Lil Sims? No, it's Little Sims.
Oh.
Yeah. She's got that like sort of Willow Smith vibe to her.
Okay.
Like just by looking at her photo.
I mean, but Willow Smith vibes are not too bad though.
But she's pretty legit. Like she's no joke. She's she's got Jay-Z backing her up. So, you know, I don't think if you're a rapper with Jay-Z backing you up, like, you can't be that bad. Like, I don't think.
Yeah, you can't be bad at all.
No, you
must be, unless you're his daughter, I mean.
Okay, yeah, maybe. I wonder that sometimes. Like, is Blue Ivy going to have a rap career? This is a real question.
That would be we can imagine myself, like, you know, when you're like 40 or something, and like, you know, your kids are listening to DJ Ivy, and you're gonna be like, oh, back in my day,
we listened to her daddy.
Her daddy was like the best in like a rap game, you know? And like, yeah. So Lil Sims, her name is Simbi Ajikawo. Interesting. English rapper. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
I saw some interesting stuff out there, but she's dropped like a bunch of mixtapes and albums and stuff, and
she's pretty cool. Yes.
You have anything else to add to that?
Yeah, and then after that I'm gonna play Loner by Kaylee Yukis. I want to say Kaylee Yukis.
I think it's Kaylee Yukis. I don't know.
Yeah, if you haven't heard her on her own, you may have heard her on Tyler the Creator's album Cherry Bomb. She was on a couple of tracks, like Find Your Wings. She was on Find Your Wings. She was on also one Perfect.
Kaytranada's tracks as well.
Oh, really? Okay.
I can't remember which one it was, but it was one of those really older ones, like 2014. Kaytranada. So yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah. So we have Kaylee, two amazing female artists,
both women of color. So shout out to that.
Shout out to that. And both making amazing waves in the music industry. So
yeah, no joke.
Listen in. Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's hear it. Oh, no.
This is our story, this is our fate, this is our kingdom, this is our place, this is our freedom. Cut off them chains, this is our struggle, this is our pain, this is our love, this is our trust, this is our daughters, this is our sons, give me back my wings. Oh, give me back my wings, see I just wanna fly again. Wanna try and you fail, try to try again. Head up in the stars, I promise I'm higher than the right person for the job you hired to fire them. Are we working for the same thing,
same
towards
thing.
The same goal?
Same.
Are we losing the passion of which we came for? Are we strong but identifying the same flaws?
Same
fighting
flaws.
Each other but battling for the same cause. Let me breathe, ain't got the time to be your enemy. That shit is draining and taking up too much energy. I'd rather invest in something that's worth it, the time is precious. And for Sims to waste it, it's something that you'll never see. Hold me to it, everything is just a memory. It's getting more distant than ever, more distant than I remember. I am not fucking about getting more vicious than ever. I'll be fine as long as I got my head up.
Breathe.
I ain't prayed in a minute. Before you judge me, hold that thought and let me finish. For a long time I thought that praying was just asking for things like the road to riches and diamond rings. But now I know that I just gotta be thankful. Blessings every day, shit I've got my hands full. Lessons every day, I'm learning from all angles. Mom, stop stressing over shit that I'ma handle. Don't you know, Simbi got you, I ain't even got to say it. The album's here, I hope you love it, hope you play it. I know you knew this day will come, I know you prayed it. Can't wait to look at you and tell you that I made it. See,
it's amazing.
Good things come to the people that wait and are waiting. Tell me, do you believe the quote above I stated? Nobody handed me a dream, I had to chase it. I had to be business minded and put aside my feelings. I had to find my own truth, my own meanings. Wrote this in the same pigeon that it started in. Had to dream big, had to look beyond my ceiling. Do you feel it?
Feel it.
Hand on my heart, if only you could feel the way it's beating.
I mean it.
This is the type of music that ain't ever gonna sell. Well, should've never ever told me that. Should've never ever told me that. What if I prove you wrong? Tell me now, could you live with that? No, you wouldn't wanna live with that. I ain't saying this will go to number one, no, I ain't saying that. I know you know that I ain't saying that. I just wanna do the soul for my people, fuck the rest. Give me realness every time, nothing more, nothing less. And it goes like, no time for these old lives. I'm onto something big, real thanks to the Most High. Become more relentless and less defensive, it's in my mechanism. Don't give a fuck about cold sides. Never scared of giving them something that's too real. They don't have to play this, I know that you will, and you will. No, you can't ignore it.
No.
Many of us want this life, but just ain't caught up for it.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't you ever forget who told you this. No, don't you ever see, this is for your kids. Yeah, don't you ever overlook this here. So this is our message, this is our faith. This is our voice, this is our names, this is our new, no we want change. This is our sun, this is our rain, this is our win, this is our fail,
This is our hands. How can we help? This is our heaven. This is our hell. This is our story. This is our tale. Our tale.
Listening to Soul Sandwich.
And Soul Sandwich.
Yeah, that's right, Ola.
Soul Sandwich.
Soul Sandwich. And that was Loner by Kalayukis. And right before that, that was Wings by Little Sims. She absolutely killed it, as I promised. Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Kalayukis, tell us about Kalayukis before we talk about our friend Lil Sims. Lil, like L-I-L.
You gotta enunciate. It's not like Lil Wayne.
Not like Lil Wayne or like Lil Mama, no?
No.
Not like Lil Ola, no.
Is that gonna be your rap name? Like
if I ever drop out of school and drop an album, yes, that would definitely be my rap name.
Yeah.
We'll talk about Cali Uchis first, right?
Yeah. Cali Uchis is. I really want to find out how to pronounce her name because I feel like I'm absolutely butchering it.
I feel like I'm butchering it as well.
I had a debate with my sister about this, and I'm still not very sure. But Cali Uchis. Uchis? I'm going to say Cali Uchis. Anyway, so she's a Colombian-born singer, and she's a singer-songwriter. I mean...
She's great.
Yeah, she's really great, and she moved to the States when she was... quite young, so that's kind of how it all started. And then she's been featured on quite a few albums, like we said before. Like, she was on Cherry Bomb, which is Tyler the Creator's most recent album. And then she was also on K-Tronada's tracks, did you say?
She was on Rush with K-Tronada and BBNG. That was like pretty dope. Very, very like fast paced, you know, very reminiscent of like, you know, that Latino fast beat kind of I need to do this for me, man. But it's very, very like heavy, like African like beat. No, I wouldn't say it's African beat exactly, but it's a very reminiscent of like African and
Afrobeat,
like,
right?
Afrobeat and like Latino, right. Like like Antibalas and all those guys. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, and sort of on a non biography comment on Cali Uchis, I think I think she's got that sort of like Amy Winehouse vibe. I don't know.
I would agree with that. Actually, right. But she's like the Dominican,
Amy Winehouse.
Not Dominican. What is it? Colombian. Amy
Winehouse.
Christ, Ola.
No. Ola's just like stumbling over his words a little
bit. I'm terrible today, man.
He's too busy eating soul sandwiches.
I know. I gained like maybe 20 pounds a day, and like I'm not proud of myself, but both the sandwiches are delicious. So
the soul sandwiches are delicious.
Delicious as hell.
And just so you know, our station manager doesn't get mad, we did not eat those in the studio.
No. I mean, we did drink the like, you know, the water in the studio. No, we didn't. But like,
we did.
I'm just joking. I swear to God, I'm joking.
In the studio. That did not happen. None of that.
Right now, we're having a dance battle right across from us.
Is that still going on?
I'm at
an angle where I can't really get the full.
Sorry,
full
bro.
View
you're missing out on the great music and great dancing. You know, like right now, there's someone break dancing right in the middle. It's like an electric eel.
You should see Ola right now. He's actually getting his electric eel on. I think this might be the dance move of 2016.
Well, what?
Is the buzzing
the electric part of it?
You know, I think your dance is a little bit more reminiscent of like an octopus or a squid.
Actually,
I don't
agree.
Mean to hurt your feelings, but
I was going for the eel, man. I was going for the eel.
Okay, well, you were a little short of eel. You landed right at squid.
I'm sorry. This is weird.
I don't
this
mean
embarrassing.
To burst your bubble. I don't mean
Okay. So let's go to Little Sim.
Yeah, Little Sim.
Little Sims. She's great. What's her first
English.
Name?
English. She is an English rapper, and her first name is something I'm going to attempt to pronounce, but may not be successful in pronouncing. And her name is. This is just Sim. Oh, Simbi Ajikawo. Simbi Ajikawo. I hope I didn't butcher that.
Yeah, no, I hope you didn't either.
Yeah, that would suck.
She's 21, you know, she's from
she's from
London. And she's like made some really good music. Apparently she's been like, you know, collaborated or I mean, you know, been tipped by Kendrick Lamar and Jay-Z as well. So that's like a big deal kind of. And like apparently I think in her interview with The Guardian, they talked about like GCSE stuff and like, you know, but I think what she talked about the most in that interview was actually how she's not a UK female MC. She's an artist, you know, having worked her entire life to be, you know, like to be an artist, you know, you can't just like, you know,
right.
kind of under...
So under, she doesn't really want to fall under those labels necessarily. Mm,
exactly.
Is what she's saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
At least I think that's what, you know, I think that's what she's trying to say in that interview. So
that's
great. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Sorry if I seem kind of lost. I'm like very, very.
Ola's had a long day, but it's been a good day.
It's been a good day. It's been a good day.
It's been a good day.
The song came out today, and I went for this thing called the Global Cafe, and it was at Marine Drive. Mm-hmm. I think Michael Leff was doing that. He's an RA at Marine Drive, and it was literally just, you know, different tables of different cultures, basically, and people would host it. So there was one of the tables, they gave us like a Rwandan tea, and, you know, at another table, they gave us chai from India, you know, and like these guys actually made it, you know, with their own hands and everything, and they gave us like roti with eggplant bata, you know, and it's like, you know, it's just like
that
sounds delicious. I know it was great, and like we got to talk with like all the people that were there and everything, but it just like my brain is just kind of tired from all the, you know, friend making
from
and
the
everything.
Exposure to all these different cultures
yeah,
and
exactly.
meeting
and
all these new people.
Chai is amazing. Chai tastes like
chai.
It's not chai tea. It's like chai.
Because chai is
chai
the
is tea.
Is the word for tea. You know what's crazy is that in Chinese the word for tea is cha in Cantonese. And in Mandarin is cha, so it's like every time I hear chai, I'm like, wow, that is disturbingly similar.
I mean, maybe. I mean, everybody's languages are somewhere, you know, close to each other, right?
That's true. I mean, it's kind of different though, because you know that European languages are like Latin based, so it's like they all kind of are similar. I know people who can speak Spanish can easily communicate, or not easily, but relatively.
The words are kind of the same.
Yeah, like they
like
can communicate with someone
who
speaks Italian.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
But that's why I was surprised by like the whole chai and cha thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, fun fact.
Yeah. I remember reading somewhere, and it's like the Yoruba people and people like from Polynesia and stuff, they kind of have the same roots. Like if you go far enough, basically, their languages have similar connections by roots. So it's like, it's just like if you go far enough, if you go back enough millennia, you will you know, get to a meeting point, I guess, for like most languages.
Ola, just dropping that knowledge
right here. I did a lot of psychology courses, guys, so you know, they'll never help me in life, but no, that psychology as a major is not a good idea. I'm just saying that, like, you know, I'm not doing psychology as a major, so Yeah.
All right. Let's,
cool.
Let's get to that music. Okay.
Yes. Let's get back to the music.
Let's get back to the
music.
Music
is important. Music is love. Music is life.
That's true. That's why we're here.
That's why we're here.
Playing this music for all y'all. All
right. So what's the next up?
So next up, we got some new music, some new releases from our American friends. American friends. So first we have Peace Prevail by Rory. So Rory is kind of... Rory is great. He's
Rory,
just like,
man.
Is it Rory?
Is that the guy with Crystal Express? And he's I like him. He's dope. He's
he's kind of like associated with Chance the Rapper and like King Cruel.
I saw that.
And Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like also, if you've seen this super cute video of him and Waka Flocka Flame,
I saw that making brownies.
No,
blueberry muffins.
Yeah, vegan
blueberry
muffins. So they're both vegan, which is like the cutest thing ever.
So the kiss, and it's not what you expect from, like, you know, two gangster kind of, you know, dope, dropping dope beats and stuff, right?
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
Fun fact, Waka Flocka Flame is vegan, so there you go.
I would always tag him as like a very, very, like, you know, ravenous meat eater, you know, like, I don't know why, but
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like you probably just get that impression from the sort of perpetuation of like masculinity.
I guess so, yeah.
Like,
I
feel like that's just sort of the image that we've created rappers. So I guess that's a good thing. But if you want to check out that video, it's on Munchies on Vice's YouTube channel.
I think it was also on Noisy as well.
Yeah. So just like two adorable artists making some vegan blueberry muffins, don't know what they're doing. And the cook inside me just cringed a little bit. I was like, oh, all right. I mean,
and,
like,
and what is the song by Rory that we played?
Peace Prevail.
Please Prevail. And what
no,
do we have
peace,
after that?
Peace
Prevail.
May peace prevail. Yeah.
So like, peace, not like pieces, kind of?
No, peace as in like, peace out, y'all.
Peace.
Or like world peace. So he wants peace to prevail. So peace should come out on top. That's a pretty positive message.
Are you sure that's what the song is about? Maybe it's like something else.
He's like, may peace. Okay, like the first line that he has is like, may peace prevail on this earth. So that's, I mean, shout out to this guy.
That's a pretty good message.
I mean, the fact that he's vegan, I feel like that kind of contributes to it. Like, he wants peace for everybody. Like, not just people, but, like, animals, too. May peace prevail on this earth for all y'all. Like,
that's deep,
all species.
That's deep.
Yeah, for real. And then after that, we have probably, like, one of the most epic collaborations of all time. We got this new album that was just dropped by Med, Blue, and Madlib, and MF Doom called Ooh. Bad Neighbor. So, Ooh. I mean, like, if you...
Wait, is that recent?
Yeah, it's recent.
Holy
2015. Yeah. It is pretty... It is quite the album. I feel like, in my circles at least, that it hasn't been talked about that much, but it's a pretty impressive collaboration. Like, these
MF Doom is, I mean, always a good idea.
And
so.
Like Madlib is just a producing genius. And also, let's not discredit Blue. Blue is great. Blue is a very sort of whimsical and fun rapper. I really like him.
I really like him too. He's great. Cool.
Let's do those two. But before that, we're gonna play some ads for y'all.
Ads.
All right, stick around. Peace prevail. Knock knock. Rory and all these other people.
Peeps. All right.
Do you like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends on Commercial Drive, like 10% off at Stormcrow Tavern, High Life Records, Audio Pile, Mintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Midweek news broke that Teo Dezar wasn't going to be playing in this game.
Friends, growing sport, and to do it on a university campus with an educational message behind it.
They'll be facing off against all the big teams from all the other conferences and the nationals.
Want to be a CITR sports broadcaster? Looking for a cool way to get involved in UBC sports? Then email sports101@citr.ca or come by our station in the Nest to find out more. See you soon.
Since the white tees, been by myself since the franchise boy did a dance on that hole in my white tee. Trends came before fitting in was a chore, in the end didn't nobody like me. Even though I had on the white tee, chilling, grilling with aluminum foil in my mouth from the south, bitch, I'm so icy. And I was 9 back then, now I'm 19. Wonder how I look when I'm 90. Wonder if rap will be a white thing. Wonder what you're gonna call my thing. Will it be hits? Will it be whack? Will you not get me to the all black soiree where they dance on my grave and they pop champagne and remember my name and the legends I bring? The letters I bring. So, may peace prevail on this earth. May peace prevail on Atlanta. May peace prevail on your soul. Prevail. Yeah. Been by the check since the white tees. You come around, cigarettes in the chest of your pocket, your hoodie had white sleeves. I couldn't judge, I've done shit before with no one around to indict me. Sit me down with some insight, we know that it snows in the south probably all year round if you're talking in the right key. Everything was gonna be alright, my nigga. Tell me why you so into your pride, my nigga. Told you selling white had a price, nigga. Jug, now you wanna turn around and go and fight some niggas. Trying to be a trap god for life, my nigga. Rather have kids than a wife, my nigga. And you go off to the night with your shoulder in the ice, death got you by the scythe, my nigga. Shites, my nigga. World's full of shiesty, nigga. black, white, hypeish niggas. If I ever had a check for each and every single time a nigga met the finish line, I own Nike, nigga. But then again, who am I? Boy down south, head too high, knowing everything gonna be alright.
May peace prevail on this earth. May peace prevail on Atlanta. May peace prevail on your soul. May peace prevail. Might be the last time you hear me on your radio. Our final broadcast.
Clap your hands, motherfucker. Clap your hands.
I'm about outside the crib.
Cousin villain letting myself in. Only need a stick of butter cheese and some vitamin D. Double O-M adds a mescaline. Hang your hat on the steez, a gentleman's testament. The rest been sold and told like the book of Evangel. I'ma hold a DVD, I ain't seen Scandal. A handful, I owe you, won't miss a brew or two or six. Torture them lyrics, mics, a crucifix. Fresh new kicks, I would put them on seven. Them shoes always hurt my corn. Might as well return this young shirt that's worn torn. Got you on the track with the horn, word is born. I see you when you're gone to the next event. Represent. Get paid, big cuzzle, villain message sent.
Keys,
than amnesia. Send a reef for missing two beers from the freezer. Distract from the cheeks and the jeans, bruh. Told I have a seat or I can be one. The fever, med lift single like a DJ. Fleeing if the pockets on Keebler. From the cantina, slip cheetahs off the heels like Queen Sheba. Still sip serum in the plastic cup. I eat the Wheaties. Case without the DVD, stuck watching TV. Roll the freebie, then get blown. Trying to touch down when in the friend zone. Let me hit that. Unchecked scene text and missed calls. Explains the unwashed disc left from locked doors. Told her she got a twerk to get gone. Still a jerk like when you hold the deck wrong.
Blah. When I think about you, the world outside, maybe it doesn't seem that bad. And when I think about you, the people through, it doesn't seem to make me mad. When I see the mortgage door, and I'm leaving you, visions of my visit there seem to come to view.
Joe Barnes broke bully on the boulevard. Shook like white sugar with her clothes off. And cook like white brick for the fix. This the Bogart. Boat Barnes like a foot, it's a boat broke. Tryna flow with the fish, you a big dish. Fuck a big deal, my nigga, you some kids smell. Mickey D's in a hook, we shook grands out of hands, nigga. Just dancing, see Hammer in the pants. With a 10-speed handle on your bread. Like a big dream mind, like a Benz on the bread. Player, pay your friends, get it in. Blue Ben and them, Chris Benjamin Franklin. Spin gangster with the good fuck. Use a hood anklet, use a cute chick. Use a cute little chick, ain't
you? Thinking about you the world
And we're back, Vancouver. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting to you live from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. I am Ola, and I am here with
Rachel.
And yeah, we're here to rock your world with cool tunes, you know, sweet jams. And Rachel actually made most of the track list. She's actually been very supportive of me the entire 2-3 weeks because I've been like busy and everything.
Swamped.
But she's been like learning like really fast. Like she's like, you know, where I was 3 years ago, like she's like flooring me, you know. So like I respect that. You're smart. You're very smart.
Oh wow, thank you.
I appreciate that.
Are those teaching talent lines?
Yes, I'm sorry.
I got that.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
I got
sorry.
That. Actually, funny story about how Ola and I met. We actually met at the station and then it was after a training session that he gave me. He handed me this pamphlet that was filled with DJ Khaled inspirational quotes.
Well, here's the thing. I wasn't even supposed to take that session. Imagine that. Like, basically, the session was supposed to be done by Lucy, I think. And
yeah.
I was covering that shift for Lucy. And, like, now we're best friends.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Are you my best friend? I think
yeah.
You're my best friend.
Yeah.
You're my best friend. Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're
cool.
Like soul sandwich buds.
Best buds.
Best
cool.
buds.
Cool, cool, cool. All right. Yeah, so could you tell us a lot about the...
Yeah.
I know you played Rari with his very inspirational music called...
Peace Prevail.
Peace Prevail. He wants peace for even the little animals and the little plants as well.
Because he's a
and
vegan.
Because
he's
vegan is... but
now
if
you know.
If he eats plants, though...
you know what? That's
doesn't matter.
Like
doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I'm not.
We don't have time for that. No. Yeah. So Rari, with his beautiful music, beautiful voice, he sounds like a little boy, but
he
but
you
in
know,
a really good
in
way.
A really good way. So
however not messed up we can make that sound.
Yeah, no, it's not what you're thinking at all.
We're not talking about like boys' choirs.
No,
really.
No, we're not talking about that. That's kind of creepy. That's very creepy. And what was the song we had after that?
And then we had Knock Knock off of Med, Blue and Madlib and MF Doom's new album Bad Neighbor. So yeah, that was a pretty like a kind of throwback beat. I think Madlib does a really good job of maintaining that sort of 90s vibe to his beats while bringing something new into it. So that was pretty good.
I like him. I like the there's this track he did with BBNG as well, and that was a pretty sweet. I think it was actually called Doom or something. I can't remember what it was called, but it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
So we did that, and we're going to probably finish off the show because it's 9 p.m.
9 p.m.
It is 9 p.m. On March 30th.
That's right.
2016.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
All right. So we're going to play you off with one last track. It's called 88 Vibes by Meja One. And so this is a little bit near and dear to my heart because this is a Singaporean Canadian rapper. So 88 Vibes is actually about good fortune, because in Chinese, 8 is sounds like the word fortune, and 88 means like good fortune and good luck. So, you know, she's sending those 88 vibes to you. I'm sending these 88 vibes to you.
So good fortune vibes?
Yeah, good fortune vibes, basically. 88.
Interesting. Yeah. Is 8 the lucky number? I thought it was like 3 or something.
3 is also a lucky number because 3 means like like life and live.
Oh,
so if you get like 38, then you're like lively and fortunate. So like 88 is just
thing?
Like, I'm not even joking. I speak
Holy
Cantonese, so this is like
damn.
For real.
Damn,
and
girl.
So 88 would be like, you're going to be, you're going to have good fortune for sure.
Damn. I want some of them vibes though.
Yeah.
I want
so. Meja One sending you those 88 vibes, and coming up after our show is the wonderful, wonderful All Ears bringing you some quality advice.
Sweet ass advice, like the dopest, dankest advice you've ever heard.
Yeah, however,
just like drop all your worries on them, and they'll probably figure it out.
And they'll figure it out for you because that's what they're here to do, and they're great. So tune in for that. But coming to you now is gonna be Meja One. Good night, y'all. This has been Soul Sandwich.
Soul Sandwich. Peace out.
Bye.
Bye.
New Year vibes. Excuse me if I tell you what I do. I'm strictly for the grown and sexy grown enough to chew. Find the things in life, a diamond rough before you boo. I got to tell you, can't design me, baby, when I choose. Now we on the go. Oh, all around the world. Calming down, now you play Lorenz Tate, baby, get that Jones. Straight romantic gangster, baby, Al Capone.
Call me 8888885. I could come and check you with a pen and dope line.
Yeah.
You got that piece of coasting on another dope high, that's great. Don't be late, cut that coast and coast posse. 8888885. I could come and check you with a pen and dope line. If you got that piece of coasting on another dope high, that's great. Don't be late, cut that coast and coast posse.
Ching, ching, the Chinese money, big things, the boys are hungry. Got the nicey with the extra big gunnies. Don't act funny when it come to business money. Chinese never play, cause you're like a big dummy. Shorty with the boss and the name, the little Dundee. Host the highest cost of the game, they hold envy. Get angry, haters twisting out their panties. Instagram selfie so sweet, they call me Candy. Bambi gets stuck when I roll up in the cut. When we light up in the hut, when we split another Dutch. To the left for the crush, blaze of fire. Freedom in the whisper, Hong Kong, a riot. Former liars, stay strong, blessed guidance. Silence, Siamese connection, demonstration. Vibe it. With the songs we make, he said a double-headed Boracay JK. Infamous connection and the family trait. Line up all the gigs, grab the cash and skate. Pick up all the Cheney, I just dim the rear. Some call it lucky money, call it 88.
88885. I could come and check you.
to go to a party with me?
No, the game's on.
Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Do you like sports and don't care who knows? Then CITR Sports.